Just 2 minutes. Not long. 1 John, the New Testament, 1 John, chapter 1, verse 9. Just a few words. George has certainly told us from the Word of God how to be saved, to put our trust in Jesus Christ, the Saviour. And in 1 John 1, verse 9. Verse 9 and 10, just two verses. Very important verses. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Just those two verses, if. It's a small word, if. A very important word, if. If we confess, we must confess our sins to God and Christ. We must confess with a true heart to the Lord Jesus. We have sinned. I have sinned. And if we do, he is faithful and just to forgive us, forgiveness of sins. Do you have forgiveness of sins tonight? So very important. If I confess my sins, he is faithful. The Lord Jesus is faithful and just to forgive my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Read this verse for yourself. Apply it to your own heart. If I confess with my mouth my sins, he is faithful and just to forgive my sins, to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Verse 10, if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. Do you make God a liar this evening? Two verses, a real contrast, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9 leads you to heaven with Jesus Christ the Lord. Verse 10 will take you to a lake of fire, to hell, a place of darkness, a place of weeping, a place of sorrow. Verse 9 will take you and me to be with Christ. Is that not wonderful? Should that not put a smile on our face? To know that we will be with Christ in heaven. We saw the end of a friend this week. He left this world physically, but he is now with Christ. He confessed his sins to the Lord Jesus. He loved the Lord. Tonight, he is not with us now. He is with Christ in heaven, in glory bright. It is not a fairy story. He is there now. I am going there. Various people in this room are going there. Are you going to be with Christ? You must confess your sins to the Lord Jesus, not to me, not to anybody here, to nobody in this world, but to the Lord Jesus. For all have sinned, and Christ was made sin for you and me, that we might go free. If, it's a big if tonight, for you and for me, if we haven't yet decided, please do what verse 9 says. Read verse 9 when you get back to your home or wherever this evening. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us all unrighteous. Forgiven and cleansed. This is joy indeed. This is happiness. He died. The Lord Jesus died. He died that we might be forgiven. Peace with God. through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus is wonderful indeed. Please make sure you confess your sins to him this evening and be cleansed of all unrighteousness. Be forgiven. Have peace. Peace with God. Abba Father. If you are a Christian, Abba Father. God is my Father because I have come to him through Jesus Christ the Lord. I am the way, the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. Trust him tonight and have real joy indeed.